Welcome to our todaysbusinessradio.com executive summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group, and our topic is upgrading your e-commerce website and having a project pay for itself. Josh, that sounds like a great idea. How do we do that?
Every company with an e-commerce website has a goal of driving as many sales and as much revenue as possible through their site. But many companies focus more on just getting a website up with a shopping cart that works, and they ignore all the important things that make a customer actually want to buy from them. Every day that site sits there, they are losing money and missed sales opportunity. So that investment in updating will pay for itself, in many cases, rather quickly.
How do you make that happen?
The first thing we do is help a company understand how their current site is performing. There are a few key metrics we look at that help to shape the goals for the e-commerce site upgrade project.
And just what are those goals?
Well, Tom, if you are selling product online, there are a bunch of numbers you should care about. But for the purpose of this exercise and getting the project to pay for itself, there are three core numbers that you need to look at. First is your conversion rate. The conversion rate is how many people out of every 100 that visit your site actually buy something. Conversion rates vary a lot based on pricing and promotions and a lot of other things. But start by figuring that number out. Next, you look at the average cart size. In other words, what is the average revenue from each online order? Finally, what is your average product sold per order? So let me give you an example from an actual client project Risdahl worked on. We'd been working with the client on their online marketing for nearly 3 years, with reasonable success. But I finally convinced them to upgrade to a new site by showing them their numbers. First, their conversion rate was 3.25%. Not a terrible number, but simply by increasing that rate to 3.5%, the project would pay for itself in 9 months. Increasing the revenue per order from $62 to $71 would pay for the project in 5 months. And finally, increasing their products per order from 1.4 to 2 would pay for the project in less than 2 months.
So, Josh, what were the results?
Well, with an updated design, better conversion funneling, and additional product recommendation features, we were able to increase all three metrics at the same time, and the site paid for itself in less than 3 months, and within 2 years will add $1 million to their bottom line.
And Risdahl can help with all that?
We certainly can, and we'd be glad to help folks out.
Thank you, Josh.
My pleasure, Tom.
If you'd like to speak with a member of the Risdahl marketing team, contact information in our business reference library can be found at todaysbusinessradio.com. The Risdahl Marketing Group and our other TBR advisory firms are committed to helping with all of your business issues. Please listen weekday mornings at 7:20 on Up and Adam with Andrew Lee for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com.